We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the Made to Be Seen Very Sexy push up bra in on trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and this is the final week to score adult tickets at child prices. With Undercover Tourist, they're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Don't miss your last chance to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee, plus score more savings when you bundle tickets with hotels and car rentals. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello,
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
It's 15-minute morning show.
Are you coming up a theme song for after the theme song?
Yeah, I feel like we should bring jingles back.
I like a good, well-placed jingle.
Me too, because it sticks in your head forever, for life.
Sure does. Everybody knows the Cars for Kids song if you live in this part of the country.
That's right.
Yes, I know that one. I turn it off every time I hear it.
What, 1-877-CARS for kids?
If you don't live on the East Coast, you don't know how horrible this commercial is. It is a local commercial with a jingle that you cannot forget, and it's like little kids playing fake rock instruments. Singing along to this jingle where the phone number sticks. But if you have to donate a car, man, you're going to remember.
I'm always skeptical about the boat, okay? If you're at the point of your life where you could donate a boat, I don't get it. Like, you wouldn't be listening to the radio in a car if you have a boat.
I thought of that, too.
Like, why would you donate a boat?
You can donate boats, cars, what else?
I think
bicycles.
The thing that throws
that
me
it?
Off is they spell cars for kids with a K-A-R-S.
Well, they probably tried to spell it the other way, but it was probably taken already.
But, I was told that anytime things are spelled differently, there's something fishy about it. Like when you buy something with cheese, right? With Cheese Whiz.
Yeah.
Cheese is not spelled like cheese. That means it's spelled C-H-E-E-Z. So
it's
that
not
means
legally cheese?
It's not legal cheese. That means they can get away with it by having fake cheese in the product.
I... I think this company's been around long enough where we would know if it was not on the up and up. They do great things for kids.
They do.
When I was in college and I did summer stock in this little town in Minnesota, and they had a store there called the Clothes Closet. Now, clothes starts with a C, and closet also starts with a C.
Right.
But for some reason, they decided to spell both words with a K.
Okay.
Maybe they couldn't. Okay. Maybe they tried to get the C, but it was taken.
I don't think so, because it was such
sketchy.
A small town. It's not like there was another clothes closet.
I always find foods and stores that copy other brand big names sketchy as hell as well. Just like an auto parts store that says, I can't think of a name, so let me just steal a toy store name. So Gears R Us.
Yes.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
They steal other people's
Wheels
business
R Us.
Names. But how did they not get sued for that? That's a copyright infringement.
I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't know. They like corn flakes. So it's like Frosted Flakes or sugary flakes same logo and everything, but not the same name.
Yeah, I think if it's like you use a similar logo, that's one thing. If the word flakes isn't terribly, you can't really copyright.
But when you're
flakes.
Like so similar to it.
But- In yeah. these grocery stores, like ShopRite and stuff, they have the big bag of them.
Well, they're like the mafia.
And they have Fruit Loops in there, and they look exactly like Fruit Loops, but they're not called Fruit Loops.
They're the mafia because...
What are they called?
I don't know.
Fruit O's.
Fruity O's. Yeah, exactly. Fruity O's or something.
But the problem is, those stores, those supermarkets, they're the place where those other big companies know they have to be in for people to buy them.
Yeah.
So what are they going to say? Mm-hmm. No?
Well, and sometimes the same company makes the generic as well as the big one. So
like
it's
CVS will do that, and it'll write same generic as ingredients in, and it writes what it is.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So in Wisconsin and maybe elsewhere in the Midwest, there's an off-brand brand called Our Family. That's like the kind of store brand, cheaper version. And so we called it Our Poor Family because it's what we got because we were broke.
Like the Kirkland?
Exactly. It's like store brand. So if you ever go to the Midwest or if you live in the Midwest, shout out to Our Family. We got their sodas all the time.
Our brand?
Our Poor Family soda. And then you bought it like, you didn't buy it. It didn't come in a box. It came on cardboard trays. So then you could like customize your cardboard tray with whatever flavors you wanted because they were all freestanding. And so we would like, and they were on the bottom shelf at Ron's Castle Foods. So we would all crouch down and like I would take all the cream sodas and then my dad would take orange and like you'd make your own trays.
You'd make your own 24 case.
Of Our Poor Family soda.
Of loose ones.
Mm-hmm, loose sodas.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
By the way, one more brand comes to mind with the Psych Out. There's a brand of electronics called Kobe. But they write their logo like Sony, and it's spelled K-O-B-Y, like Kobe Electronics. They might even be out of business. I don't know if they're still around. But anyway, I'm like, if you just grab that, like, oh my God, Sony's on sale this week.
Yeah.
Because it was like a third of the price of Sony.
Oh, man.
Well, yeah.
Think of how many coffee shops have a logo that's a big one-colored circle with something in the middle.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they don't get sued because it looks just like the Starbucks logo, but it's, it's like a dude in the middle of it instead of a siren.
Yeah.
Hey, can I ask a question about food since we're talking about food? But this is not like a misspelled word food. So, Danielle, have you heard the breaking news about Oreo?
What? Oh, yeah. We talked about it before.
You did?
Yeah.
Then I missed it?
What was it? I missed it,
I thought I had this breaking news. I was going to like serve it up to Danielle on a silver platter and be like this great hero. So, Danielle's a massive fan of Peeps.
Yes, I love Peeps.
So, the purple Peeps, the marshmallow, they got in with Oreo, and now they're going to come out for Easter. They're coming out with the Oreo it's a purple
cream?
Mushroom cream. Purple marshmallow cream inside the Oreo.
Yep.
And they got together. So Peeps and Oreo.
They've already had a Peeps flavor before, but this is like a real Peeps flavor.
So they're going to do Easter colors inside the Oreo.
It's going to be awesome.
But it's going to be a cream. Yeah. It's going to be a purple marshmallow flavored cream from Peeps inside the Oreo.
Yep.
I thought she'd be very excited.
My mouth is watering.
I'm very excited. Thank
and
you,
I've
team.
Also, no problem.
And you hate Peeps too. Would you eat that?
Oh my God, I hate them. And to Bethany, I wanted to say, you know what? Bethany talking about the cars for kids helped me out because I sometimes drive around and I kind of like get mad at things for no apparent reason and I'm by myself. Now I realize that I'm really not alone. That look, just a couple miles away while I'm on my way home, Bethany is hearing the cars commercial and she doesn't like it either. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, man, how many times do you think like you're the only one that's angry at something? And then you realize, you're not alone.
Oh, no, I've been in cars with people where as soon as like the dun, dun,
yeah.
dun,
oh,
dun.
Oh, God.
Then they immediately turn the volume down. And, Cars for Kids is clearly incredibly successful, and they're doing great work. They take your car or, you know, boat or whatever.
Donate
and they,
your car today.
Yeah, they help the money goes towards children, so it's a great cause. But it's
I love how he's getting mad at that.
No.
People get pissed at it because it's so catchy.
I agree with Bethany, hands down, that they do great things. It's terrific. I'm not
knocking the
that.
Company.
I'm debating the song is so annoying to me, I can't take it.
But what would you call if you needed to donate a car today?
You have the phone number handy, just sing the song.
1-800-1-877.
Oh, that's right.
No, I do it. But you know what? They helped me realize I have a mute button in my car. I didn't even know I had a mute button. But now I know, because every time it comes on, I hit mute, and that's it. Oh,
here
my God, there it is.
Sing along.
Oh. Here it is, everybody.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
These are the things. Oh, that's why we need, going back to the beginning of this podcast, that's why we need a jingle for the 15-minute morning show.
I know.
Because it's so catchy.
I've only used that one.
Let's get
the
those
podcast
kids.
On today.
Yeah, but everyone's going to turn it down.
Oh, remember the blue pill song, Scary?
The
and
what?
Did you have the little blue pill, We're Not Candy?
No.
It was like
the Viagra
on TV on the weekends. It was scary. We're not candy. Don't eat us.
That's right.
Even though we look so fine and dandy. And it was... It was like in your head always, and it was this little blue pill that would come on and would tell kids not to do drugs.
That's right.
Wow.
And not to, do we have it?
It was on ABC. It was like in between commercials on Saturday morning cartoons.
Oh, funny.
They have this thing called a bumper, which takes you to commercial. They would play these little in-between things before the commercial came on.
Yeah.
While you're looking for that, there was one when I grew up, they were just ending the time before they started telling kids to eat healthy. And so they had a bumper that came on and was like, oh, is that it?
Sorry. Yes, go.
You can play it.
No, I'll play it after. Go ahead.
They had a bumper, like there was this kid coming home and it was like, here's how to create your own after school snack. And it was these cookies that flew around the kitchen, and then the cookies landed on a table. A dollop of ice cream landed on the cookie, and then another cookie landed on top of it, and then sprinkles got dropped onto
that's
it.
That's delicious.
It was magic. And then the kid like ate it because that was a good after school snack. That was like two.
That was a good after school snack?
Yeah. That was like 2 years before they were like, we should probably teach kids to eat healthy.
Yeah, carrots are better.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. This is it. You ready?
Yeah.
It's from the 80s. Hold on.
Oh, and I got something next.
Hey, what are we doing out of the bottle? This is dangerous. A little
chipmunks?
Kid might come along and think we were candy. That would be awful because we're medicine. He might even eat us.
No. This is serious.
Serious. Delirious.
Delirious. So why are the 80s like 100 years ago?
But and then they go, we're funny. Not candy. Don't eat us. They say that.
But how delicious was Dimetapp, though? Yeah. I mean.
Oh, so good. Dimetapp was delicious.
You know, nowadays you have to get, for certain things like that, you actually have to show them your license, and they have to write your name down because kids were making drugs.
Scissorp
and stuff.
They should remake that for the Tide Pods today. For the
they
kids.
Really should. Because they kind of look like the Tide Pods, the little blue pill.
We're not candy. We can make you delirious.
I still don't think kids are... I think it's a big conspiracy. Here's my conspiracy on Tide Pods. We're talking about Tide Pods now for 3 weeks.
You think it was a... You think Tide put this out there?
I think it was the way for them to their non-disclosure out there of these are harmful, but...
I can't believe how trendy that thing has become.
How many...
Elvis was saying to me off the air this morning how the sales of Tide Pods are sky high right now.
Sure.
I've not seen... I've heard about people dying from them or getting sick, but you really haven't read anything about them.
I said to the kids when they came home from school, I go, we really don't even need to have this conversation, right? We don't put detergent in our mouths. And then my son Spencer, who's 12, proceeded to tell me, oh, but in science class today, we mixed all these chemicals and one of our friends ate it and drank them.
There's always one friend in school like that.
The ambulance had to come and take him away. I said, well, but he was in school the next day. So I guess they pumped his stomach or something.
Gave him charcoal.
I saw this funny meme that said, Tide Pods ain't got nothing on Downy Dippin' Dots. Because Downy has those little pellets that look like Dippin' Dots.
I think our friend Savannah posted on Twitter. It was like, the OG Tide Pod, and it was a picture of cilantro.
Oh, goodness.
Because it tastes like soap.
And they were like, another meme was like, hey, kids, bet you didn't know that the undercarriage of your car shoots chocolate fudge. Oh, my God. And they show somebody.
How delicious would that be? That would be delicious.
Like oil pouring out of the bottom of a car and someone's mouth underneath it.
But you would think it's just, like, you would, I could get it if it was little kids, like 2 or 3 years old, looking at it, your parents didn't put it away properly, and eating it. When you're older and you know better, challenging each other to eat poison is just stupid.
Yeah, but again, I mean, kids' brains don't fully develop until their early 20s.
Well, Scott should work on that. I know.
They interviewed a kid whose video was on YouTube eating Tide Pods.
And what did he say?
He said the reason why he did it was to get followers on YouTube, likes.
That's important.
I could see that the, right now a kid's toy that they really love is called a squishy, and they make all different ones.
Squishies.
Yeah, the squishies. I mean, I can't believe how much they spend for these, but they look so delicious that I would like to eat a squishy. I think that's the newest trend.
They have the smelly squishies.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So my friend's kid wanted them for Christmas, so I ordered a bunch. I put them in the garage where the Christmas present was. I walk in the garage, I'm like, smells like vomit in here. Oh. All of the squishies together smelled like throw up all together. Oh, it was like the strawberry shortcake dolls. You remember when you put them all in a room? They didn't smell as nice.
You just reminded me of something. I used to want to eat erasers. They had these colorful erasers like with, you know, that looked like cheeseburgers and hot dogs.
They still have those.
Right. Mm-hmm. They looked so good. And Play-Doh. Then they had the Play-Doh.
Oh, yeah, Play-Doh is not poison.
The Play-Doh McDonald's restaurant where you'd make fries and burgers. Yeah. I would want to eat it.
Play-Doh looks delicious. So good. That looks
Play-Doh
good.
Won't kill you, I don't think. It's not toxic.
That's edible?
It's not edible, but it's non-toxic.
You know, it's funny. My niece, my very young niece, had to have all of her like plastic and rubber figurines from various games, like her Shopkins and stuff, all taken away because she likes to chew on everything. Uh-huh. Yep. And so we cannot give her anything that looks like it wants to be chewed on.
Right.
And so I joke whenever I'm around her, I joke like trigger warning rubber because she like can't be around
or
she'll chew on it and she's like, rah, rah,
rah, rah. Yeah, Shopkins are tiny choking hazard. Uh-huh.
Here's a cup of sand.
Like she will chew on anything.
Oh, what did you say, sand?
She has an oral fixation.
Yeah.
Someone told me it was sand.
Why did you say sand?
No, it is though.
It's sand. It's sand.
I think it is sand.
The toy that you see everywhere is called sand.
Yeah. I thought you were just trying to be like...
No, it's that. It's different colors.
Sounds smarter.
It's supposed to not make a mess in your house, right?
Yeah.
We got that for Christmas. I returned that real fast.
Still in the carpet. I was trying to be bougie with the word sand.
Yeah, I thought you were being bougie with sand.
I was talking about the product of the same name.
Sand.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and this is the final week to score adult tickets at child prices. With Undercover Tourist, they're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Don't miss your last chance to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee, plus score more savings when you bundle tickets with hotels and car rentals. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.